Have you ever been in a situation where things have to get worse before they get better, whether or not that's what you intended them to do? Let's just give some for instance. You have an injury and you need to have surgery. Okay, well, the injury sucks, right? Then you have surgery and it gets much, much worse. And then you have to go through like the rehab and all of that before it can get better. Same thing with having a baby. You want the baby in your arms, but some things get worse before they get better because you have to deliver that baby, or some people have like the cesarean in order to have the baby. Sometimes things get worse before they get better. And that is also with building a business, whether it is a brick and mortar or it is an online business. Sometimes things have to get worse before they get better, like big investments. So when you finally want to go have a business, you have to make investments either in the building, in financing, in the resources, in the product, like whatever. There's going to be an investment and it feels like things are a little bit worse before they get better. Okay, but it's normal for things to get worse before they get better. And so what I'm going to do with MetaBlast is I am going to pull things back and start over-ish. So we are going to have things get worse before they get better. And because this is what happened when, like, a little backstory just from like the past year, okay? MetaBlast was awesome, like absolutely fantastic. We were reaching over 3,000 people just with regular like posts or whatever, engagement, and had about like 500 people a month participate. And that's like a 20% rate. Okay. So that's really not that bad. If you have 3,000 people see something and 500 people participate, that's pretty good rating. Anyway, but then something happened with Facebook algorithms and things just weren't being seen. So like internally, I felt like things were falling apart. Like it was terrible, but I knew that it wasn't my business. Like it was totally beyond my control. It wasn't anything that I could do about it. And so I just had to like watch this thing that I have been building for the last 5 years basically like crumble, and it sucked. And then from the outside, it just looked like things were going downhill. Like, all right, on to the next thing. And I was like, no, like this is my life. And there's a little bit to do with like business aspect, but the other part of it is the impact that I know that I'm making on the 4,000 lives that we have touched, or more, maybe like 4,000 families as of middle of 2018. I haven't even done new numbers yet, but I know the impact that we have. And so I just felt stuck. I'm like, we can't keep doing things the way that we are doing them. We can't just have things through Facebook. We cannot just continue our groups monthly like they have been, because people are getting lost. It used to be that when people would join our group, they would have access to that group, and then next month they would have to then like re-enroll and move into another group. And people are like, I don't know where to sign up. I don't know where to go. Things are getting confusing. Things are getting lost. Did I miss the cutoff? Like, people just weren't seeing notifications. And so I was talking to Jeffrey, my husband, and I was like, oh crap. Like, we have to take this entire program out of Facebook, like the bulk of it or whatever, and we have to create our own dashboard. We have to create our own website. We have to create this whole thing from scratch. And so we had this conversation about a year ago. And so I guess it's been almost 2 years since the collapse of the Facebook industry for my business. But anyway, so this is about a year ago. And he's like, okay, so what does that look like? I'm like, I don't know. Investment. That's all that I know. Like in the website, in getting some tech stuff around, in editing, and getting some stuff copywritten. And then I also needed time. And so the investment for time for me, I have small children. Investment of time is then getting them childcare, so I could record videos without, you know, somebody needing me to go wipe their butt or whatever. And anyway, so I'm able to record these videos, which are like little tutorials, I suppose, but they're also like informative, encouraging, just whatever. I took all of my content that was in written format, visual format, and put it into videos. And then I needed to come up with a plan. I was like, we just need to make this happen. And so we finally hunkered down and we got this thing rolling. And then every time that you like start gaining momentum, there's always something that strikes you. And it's not like it really creates conflict, but like you really have to decide like if it's do or die. And so Christmas this year, it was my do or die moment. And my phone broke. And I didn't back up anything that I had been doing since March. More or less from July through December. So a good 6 months worth of videos and visuals. And when I say visuals, like I'm in the business of nutrition. And one of the biggest things that people like to watch on social media in general, or ads, are like tasty videos. You know what I mean? Where they're like, here's the tutorial on how you make it. And then it's just like this video time lapse of how to create this dish or this thing. Well, I did a lot of those and didn't have any of them backed up or saved. I did hours upon hours of videos for like my content. And I had this dashboard of this course that was in module format and beautiful. And all of the videos that I did not yet upload, because I was uploading them as I needed them and I was recording them as I was thinking of them. So, hey, have this thought, I wanna address this. So like do my hair, my makeup, whatever. And I would do like 10 videos, 15 videos, doesn't matter. I just get these videos done. And I wouldn't upload them all because I wasn't needing them yet for the module. Like I'm working on module one, then module two. And the video I just created was something that I'm probably not going to talk about to like module 14, 15. Okay. Makes sense. So I lost all that. So I was like, okay, do or die. Either we push through this thing and I re-record all of this and recreate all of those visuals, or we just drop the whole project. And my husband was like, you can't drop this project. Like you have to keep going with this project. It is giving you something to do, which we always joke about that I need a new hobby. It gives me something to do. It gives me adult interaction. It is helping transform our family's health and the lives of those around us. So it's really not just like about the business, because like you need to keep doing this. So now I'm starting to take a few courses. So the other part of my plan is to gain more knowledge. How do I do this thing? So I am underneath the, I don't know, mentorship, I suppose, of a few people who have been running businesses for quite a while. So whether they're entrepreneurs or if they have marketing degrees, whatever, and then they're teaching me stuff. I'm also taking like nutritional courses and learning other aspects of health beyond gut health. And so like I have this plan in place. But now I realize that since we're taking it to a public platform, that's scary. Like, so scary to get out of Facebook and go public, because in Facebook, most of the people that were joining MetaBlast were being referred by a friend or a friend of a friend. So if somebody had a question, or if they really wanted to know, like, how does this thing work? Like, what were your results like? How did this affect your family? Whatever. They had somebody that they could talk to because it was referral basis. When you go public, I'm like the guru, which is fine. Like, I don't mind being the guru. It's just scary going public because I don't have anybody really that they're like able to lean on. They don't have somebody they can just call up when they have a question or when they have like an excitement and they just want somebody to like walk them through it. Like, we had to create a new community. We had to create all of this stuff that wasn't on my mind before. So I am on so many different platforms. I don't even know. My mind's about ready to explode. But anyway, but we have to pull things back. So we're basically starting with a beta, which we launched a little bit before New Year's. It was around Thanksgiving of this year. And we're still in beta mode because beta is until like it's complete and built and I am building it. And so now I have a small like core group of people. I have over, I don't know, like the numbers right now, I have like 900 people enrolled, but only really 124 participating in like the core group. And so with that core, I can start getting some feedback and information on what they want, which is super exciting. So even though like I haven't reached the goal yet of having this whole thing complete, this is my journey and I want to take you on it with me. And so with doing that, I know that like I am being changed and transformed and broken and rebuilt in a thousand different ways, because when things have to get worse before they get better, you have to let down some of your pride and you have to get over what, I don't know, just like your expectations of how you wanted things to go and deal with the reality of how things are actually going. And this plays out in many different areas of life. This isn't just about my business. Like, these are life lessons that I am learning through something as simple as Facebook changing their algorithms, and I have to figure out what to do about it. So anyway, I just want to let you know that I am pulling things back. I am starting this journey. We are working this thing, I wouldn't say like from scratch, but it's new, it's raw, it's open to change, which is exciting and, you know, time consuming, but exciting. I anticipate to see where things go, and I hope that you will join me. And for those of you that have already been a part of the core team and offered encouragement, advice, and just feedback in general, thank you so much for your support. Yeah, let's do this thing. We're gonna pull it back. We're gonna go back to the original Meta Blast, and we're gonna see where this thing takes us.